Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, and I am your host. I'm also somebody that is a life coach, but I also write nutritional programs for people that are looking to lose weight. Many people call me the weight loss guru, weight loss specialist. I've also been called the weight loss whisperer. And as people call me up and I onboard people, I now meet with people via Zoom to do consultations before they join a program. And typically what I do is I tell them all about how my program works. And recently I noticed, and actually for a while I've noticed this, but recently I've noticed at the end of the consultations, people will ask me questions about the program, any questions that they might have. And always, almost always, at the very end, I have this sneaky-looking kind of face that appears on the other end of my screen. And people have a very big reluctancy to ask me their question. And right away when I see their face, I know what it's going to be. And 9 times out of 10, they spring it on me, and it's always about alcohol. And so I decided that I was going to do a show on whether or not you can booze and still balance a healthy lifestyle. First off, there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be worried about when you ask somebody, particularly your life coach or your wellness coach, your diet coach, on whether or not it's okay to have a drink. Drinking is something that people do on a regular basis. And we shouldn't think that when we say the word drinking, that it particularly means in excessive amounts. We go to the doctor. We have surgery. The nurses ask us right away, do you drink? And instantly we clam up like we are being interrogated. We don't need to have that facade. So first off, when we define do you drink, right away that does not mean do you get drunk. Having a drink could span from asking somebody, do you have a social drink? Do you have a glass of wine that is going to make your dinner taste better? Do you enjoy having a craft beer because you enjoy the way that the beers are made these days? Having a lot of drinks is a different story. So to put this into perspective, this is no different than asking somebody if they enjoy having a sweet treat after a meal or having a lot of sweet treats after a meal. So putting that on the table, let's talk about how you can balance a healthy lifestyle with drinking. And enjoying having some drinks without it costing you the progress that you are so eagerly wanting to seek out. First off, I have had clients give up alcohol, and I have seen them drop weight like a hot potato. But then holidays might come around or special occasions may pop up, and they celebrate with a drink or two or 10 or 12 because they don't know how to pace themselves. Slowly, alcohol will creep back into the picture, and so do all of the pounds that they've lost. So I will tell clients right away when they start a lifestyle that they should learn how to pace themselves, no different than how they would pace themselves with food. When somebody starts a program with me, And they have to learn how to portion control. And what I mean by portion control, I mean instead of pouring a bowl of cereal in the morning without measuring it, they have to then portion out the cereal. They have to measure the amount of cereal they put in their bowl. They have to measure the amount of milk they put in their bowl. They have to look at the ingredients, look at the nutritional value. Same thing goes with their alcohol. So instead of just pouring that glass of wine mindlessly without looking at the portion, without looking at the nutritional value, I would tell anybody that is trying to be more conscious to pay attention to those elements, just as if it were a bowl of cereal. So like any habit that impacts weight, consistent is the true key in getting and keeping those results. So if you want this to be a permanent lifestyle habit, you want to use these techniques and create a workable balance. You want to know what one drink is. And oftentimes, just like a cereal bowl, many people don't know what one drink is. A standard glass of wine, believe it or not, is 5 to 6 ounces. If you were to go to a restaurant, that is a pour. If you were to go to a restaurant or a bar and they were to pour you a martini, there is a standard amount of alcohol that goes into this. When we are at home, more than likely, our martinis might contain more than that 1.5 ounce of alcohol. And I am sure when you're at home, your glass of wine is more than likely larger than just that 5 ounces. Research shows that both men and women who drink in moderation are less likely than non-drinkers to be obese. But on the flip side, more than moderate drinking is linked to a greater risk of being overweight than obese. So, what exactly is moderation? Well, for women, no more than one standard drink a day. And believe it or not, for men, it's no more than two. I know it's just not fair, but typically it is up to body size. So what is one standard drink? I think back to even back in middle school, we talked about this in health class. One standard drink is either 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol, 5 ounces of wine, like we just talked about, or a 12-ounce beer. You remember that? When we did that in class, I think it was driver's ed even, we talked about what is one standard drink. So if you are taking in more than the one standard drink, then you are going over the typical amount. So if you are somebody over the weekend that are taking in more than this, then possibly you need to set it back, especially if you're somebody that is trying to lose that weight. On a given day, 36% of men and 21% of women consume alcohol, and most don't exceed the recommended limits. So if you're not overdoing it, then what my suggestion would be is to track it and make sure that you're not going over those standard limits. Again, when you're at home, it's really easy to just pour. It's really easy to just pour and fill up your glass without emptying it. And I call that the bottomless glass. You don't know what you're getting in and you don't know what you're drinking. You need to watch your portions. When you're at a restaurant, typically, and you're paying by the glass, the waiter is not going to fill up your glass when you're only halfway empty. This is a really good way to measure what you're taking in. One recent study found that the average amount of wine and liquor served at restaurants was about 40% more than a standard drink. Also, ordering a pint of beer rather than a bottle means 4 extra ounces. Then there are mixed drinks that are the size of smoothies. And we all know what that's like, especially when you're going on vacation. So this could pack on way over 500 calories. And this is where people get into trouble. When we order these drinks that are laced with syrups and laced with sugars. A lot of bars and a lot of places will have the actual ingredients of what is in these drinks. And you could ask the bartender to alter it and ask them to take out the simple sugars. So when you see the ingredients simple sugar, basically what that is water and sugar mixed together until it creates a syrup. So simply ask them to take that out and you're saving yourself a ton of calories. So 100-calorie shot of tequila will turn into a 500-calorie margarita once it's mixed in with all of the sugary content. So you could easily reduce that down by asking them to take out all of that extra sugar. All right, so what about the compromise? I just had a conversation with somebody. She's a brand new client. She's been in my program now for under a month. And she rocked it. First 2 weeks, just like most people, dropped a good 8 pounds. Things were great. And then she went away for the weekend. It was nothing major. I think she just visited one of her college kids away at school. And inevitably, she went out and had some drinks. One led to two led to three. I think she was doing the cold turkey method for the first 2 weeks when she lost the weight. And she got back from the weekend, and guess what? The scale went up. This devastated her. And she just really couldn't handle seeing that weight go up. And so what happened was it derailed her. So instead of getting back on track, she continued to try to eat well, but she incorporated her regular drinking style along with the healthy meals. But her regular drinking included 2 or 3 drinks a night. And the drinks were craft beers. Well, craft beer has a lot of calories. So she was eating really well during the day, but then having her 2 craft beers a night. And now the scale was not moving. So fast forward a month now, and she's frustrated. She's completely derailed. She is no longer on the program. So I reached out to her and we had this conversation. So she basically said to me, look, I love eating healthy. I love these foods. I love the way I feel, but I also love my lifestyle. I love going out to enjoy these craft beers. My husband and I bar hop. This is something we do, and I am not willing to give it up. So I said to her right away, this is important to you. Both things are important to you. So we need to find a compromise. I don't think it's realistic to ask somebody who enjoys going out with their husband. It's something that they like to do. I don't think it is realistic to ask her or anybody to give that up. It is part of something that she enjoys doing regularly. So instead, we came up with a balance. And the balance was to continue eating good, but instead of having the craft beers every night, 2 of them no less, we came up with the plan of switching it up and coming up with a lower calorie drink to have during the week, having it fit into her caloric balance, and saving the craft beer for the weekend. Also, in addition, instead of during the weekend not paying attention to the amount of calories that she was taking in, to still pay attention to the amount of calories that she was taking in. She was basically going into the weekend with the mindset of, I can't do this, so therefore I'm just going to do whatever. And the whatever was putting her way over the calorie point that she needed to be. And basically, it was causing complete and utter derailment. And so she went from cold turkey to non-compliance. And that was just way, way too much. So find that balance. And I even explained to her that the day might come where she might grow to like something else besides the craft beer. And if you are a craft beer lover, sadly, that is one of the hardest things with dieting. There is really not a way to trim the calories off craft beer. Craft beer could be as high as 100 calories for 3 ounces of craft beer. And there are some craft beers that could be up to 10 ounces. So you really can't win with craft beer. But you want to enjoy it? Make sure you understand how much calories you're taking in. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about how you can balance enjoying alcohol with a healthy lifestyle. So keep in mind that alcohol provides empty calories. Oftentimes when I talk to people, they assume that when they're drinking something, and it's clear especially, that it doesn't have a lot of calories. And that could be the most false statement ever. Not only are there calories, but they're empty calories. And if you don't understand what empty calories are, basically what that means is they don't provide any nutrients. The calories from alcoholic beverages are known as being empty. They do cause weight gain. What happens is the body will burn these calories and they do not provide nutritional value. They do not give you energy and they don't fill you up. In fact, the process of gaining weight increases and fat storage will actually increase, causing you to gain weight faster. Junk food items are also empty calories. So you want to be careful. I've heard people tell stories about how they are skipping their dinner to have their calories be supplemented with their drinks. And your body does not read it that way. The 300 calories that you take in by enjoying a beer or a margarita is not the same as the 300 calories that you would take in from eating a tuna salad with avocado. So you need to be very, very careful with the way that you balance it. So when we say balance, we don't mean balance in calories. A true balance means making sure that you are giving your body the right calories and the right nutritional values. Alcohol also will cause bloating. One thing that I always hear from people is they've stuck to their calories, but for some reason they wake up and they're super bloated. This is because alcohol is an inflammatory substance and it can cause further aspiration when combined with sugary and carbonated substances. Unfortunately, many alcoholic beverages are just that. They are alcohol combined with carbonated and sugary liquids. So here you have it. You are drinking something that is going to cause excessive bloating. Oftentimes when somebody stops drinking alcohol for a week or a month, they notice immediately less bloating and less inflammation. And that is because they're taking away the carbonation, they're taking away the sugar, and they're taking away the alcohol. Now, in a perfect world, if you want to find an alcoholic beverage that doesn't have the three together, then you are lessening the amount of inflammation that you're taking in. For example, wine. Wine does have sugar, and it does have alcohol, but it doesn't have carbonation. You could take something like vodka, tequila. Those don't have sugar. They don't have carbonation, but they do have alcohol. So that would be probably the best one to have. But if you're going to combine it with a LaCroix, with a carbonated beverage, now you're increasing the amount of inflammation that you have. So am I telling you to drink straight vodka? No, that is not what I'm telling you, but I am telling you that you could lessen the amount of bloat that occurs in your body if you are creative with what you drink. And yes, beer being carbonated, being high in sugar and alcohol will bloat you the most. So if you've noticed bloating after beer, this is why. So if you are having a hard time with stopping the amount of alcohol you drink, I do have some tips for you. First off, we are creatures of habit. And I can tell you that the majority of adults that drink enjoy drinking because it is just part of their day. You might get home from work. You are cultured to go to the refrigerator, crack open that beer, take that first sip. Or you might be somebody that just loves their wine glass and just loves that first pour and that first sip. So a couple things that you can do. You can create that same sensation with a substitute. So this is kind of called habit stacking. If you are a wine drinker, and this will work, I can tell you that it will work, grab your favorite wine glass and fill it up with sparkling water. If you're somebody that loves to drink wine, and for example, you're a wine drinker and you normally love to have your glass of wine while you're making dinner, and then you love to have your glass of wine while you are eating dinner, but then you also like to have your glass of wine after dinner. Well, that's kind of excessive. That's three glasses of wine. And no, I'm not judging because I realize a lot of people probably do that. But have your sparkling water as you're making dinner. Have your glass of wine with your dinner and then have some sparkling water after dinner. Decide which time you're going to have the actual wine. You might switch it up and decide you're going to save the real thing for after dinner. But you'll find that that glass is going to pacify the feeling of what you're trying to quench. Same thing goes with beer. Have a non-alcoholic beer. Now, mind you, those still do have calories, but if you are trying to trim the amount of alcohol that you're taking in, this is a good substitute. Another substitute is a sparkling water. Drink it right out of the can. You're going to get that quench. You're going to get that carbonation. You're going to get that coldness. You're going to get that pop. And it will satisfy you. So that is going to help, again, get you over that hump. So will drinking cause weight gain if you are somebody that hasn't drank before and you are starting to get into drinking? This is kind of a question that somebody brought up the other day. She's somebody that has never drank before, but suddenly has gotten into wine drinking, and she has gotten into it because of the flavors involved, because of the different varieties that are out there, and she's super worried about gaining weight. And this was an interesting question because I'm never asked that. It's usually the opposite. And so what I said to her was the same thing as I would tell somebody that is adding ice cream to their diet or any other extra splurge. Count it, measure it, pay attention to it, portion it, and don't take it for granted. Anytime you are adding something to your diet, and certainly if it's something that you're going to add regularly, you should portion it out and not ever take for granted what the nutritional value of it is. Today, before I got here, I had a conversation with somebody that loves her chai every morning, but doesn't log it. And I asked her what was in it, and she said, oh, just a tiny little bit of milk and a teeny, teeny, tiny little bit of sugar. And I said, oh, but you don't log that? And she goes, no, but it's just so little. And I said, no, but we still got to log it. We still have to see it. And so the same thing goes with the wine, even if it's just a little. And by the way, I know that finding nutritional information for alcohol is very difficult because the FDA does not require that information to be put on labels, which is interesting because it is required to be put on every other label. But most scanners like FitnessPal, and Lose It and all of these apps that will read nutritional information that have scan label readers will read the UPC labels on alcoholic beverages. And boy, did I have fun one day at Binny's scanning all the labels of the different vodkas. And I found out that flavored vodka does not have any more calories than non-flavored vodka. So there's a fact for you. So bottom line, there is a way to balance. There is a way to not only enjoy a cookie and lose weight, you can enjoy some beer, you can enjoy some wine, and you can enjoy that margarita. Just be smart about it, just be logical about it, and just pay attention to your intake and have that balance. And certainly enjoy the rest of your day.
Make no excuses now, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do.